When most games get popular, you hear about it on Facebook or see a picture of it on Instagram. But Pokemon Go's fame isn't so subtle. There are more than 100 people on the south side of Utah State University's campus on Monday night at 11 p.m. They are mostly college students, but they brought their kids, their dogs, and even their babies. They all have their phones out, and they're chasing Pokemon around on skateboards, on bikes, and on foot.
So my case is an actual Pikachu. It's just the backside has little ears, the Pikachu tail. So I've been a big fan of Pokemon since I was a little kid.
This is Elmer Acevedo, a 25-year-old from Roy, Utah, who came to campus to play Pokemon Go with his friends. He tells me there are a lot of people on the south side of campus because players have set lures there to draw more Pokemon to the area. And Utah State University's campus is far from the biggest hangout for Pokemon Go trainers. Roy Larrabee from Salt Lake City says there were about 700 people playing the game at City Creek Shopping Center on Saturday night, and other large groups gather at libraries and parks. The first Pokemon game came out in 1996, and is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. Although the hype about Pokemon has dwindled over the past few years, Acevedo says Pokemon Go brought the hype back seemingly overnight.
I think a lot of people that haven't watched Pokemon or like even thought about Pokemon in a long time are thinking this is really cool and just want to see what it's about and trying it out with their friends.
Bronson Fife, a freshman at Utah State University, says the reason Pokemon Go is popular is simple.
It's every little kid's dream that played Pokemon to become a trainer and do what you do in the games or in the show. And so finally they've brought that to a reality. So us as adults, we're living our childhood dream.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.